Good morning, and welcome to Doctrines of Our Faith, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Knowing what we believe is important, so in this series, Pastor Steve Dorman discusses the doctrines that are critical to true faith and explains why they are important. Good doctrine is important to help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
I'd like to share with you a few other thoughts from gotquestions.org on the existence of God and the arguments for existence of God. To make an argument for the existence of God, we must start by asking the right questions. We begin with the most basic metaphysical question: why do we have something rather than nothing at all? This is the basic question of existence. Why does something exist rather than nothing? How could that something that exists get here? Why did that something that exists get here? Did something or someone make it? And if so, who or what was responsible for making it? In considering this question, there are four possible answers as to why we have something rather than nothing at all. The first option is the reality of existence is merely an illusion. The second option is reality is or was self-created. The third option is the reality of existence is self-existent or eternal. The fourth and final option is reality was created by something that is self-existent or eternal. So what is the most plausible solution? Let's begin with reality being simply an illusion, which is what a number of the Eastern religions believe. This option was ruled out centuries ago by the philosopher René Descartes, who is famous for the statement, "I think, therefore I am." Descartes, a mathematician, argued that if he is thinking, then he must be. In other words, I think, therefore I'm not an illusion. Illusions require something experiencing the illusion. Moreover, logically, you can't doubt the existence of yourself without proving your existence because you're the one doing the doubting. It's a self-defeating argument. And so the possibility of reality being an illusion is eliminated. Next is the option of reality being self-created. When we study philosophy, we learn of analytically false statements, which means they're false by definition. The possibility of reality being self-created is one of those types of analytical false statements for the simple reason that something cannot be prior to itself. It can't be prior to its own being. If you created yourself, then you must have existed prior to you creating yourself. But that simply couldn't be if you weren't created and didn't exist before you created yourself. In evolution, this is sometimes referred to as a spontaneous generation, something that just comes from nothing. But this is a position that few, if any, reasonable people hold to anymore, simply because you can't get something from nothing. We've never seen something appear from nothing. Even the atheist David Hume said, I never asserted so absurd a proposition as that anything might arise without a cause. And since something cannot come from nothing, the alternative of reality being self-created is ruled out. Have you ever seen anything that totally created itself before it existed? Now we're left with only two choices: an eternal reality or reality being created by something that is eternal. In other words, the two choices are an eternal universe or an eternal creator. The 18th century theologian Jonathan Edwards summed it up like this: something exists, nothing cannot create something, therefore a necessary and eternal something exists. Notice that we must go back to an eternal something. The atheist who derides the believer in God for believing in the eternal creator must also turn around and embrace an eternal universe. It's the only other door that he can choose. But the question now is, what does the evidence say? Does the evidence point to matter before mind, or mind before matter? Does it point to a non-intelligent universe creating an intelligent universe, or intelligent design creating an intelligent universe? Well, to date, all key scientific and philosophical evidence points away from an eternal universe and toward an eternal creator. From a scientific standpoint, honest scientists admit the universe had a beginning, and whatever has a beginning is not eternal. In other words, whatever had a beginning has a cause, and if the universe had a beginning, it had a cause. The fact that the universe had a beginning is underscored by evidence such as the second law of thermodynamics, the radiation echo of the Big Bang discovered in the early 1900s, the fact that the universe is expanding and can be traced back to a singular beginning, and Einstein's theory of relativity all prove the universe is not eternal. Further, the laws that surround causation speak against the universe being the ultimate cause of all we know for this simple fact: an effect must resemble its cause. This being true, no atheist can explain how an impersonal, purposeless, meaningless, and amoral universe accidentally created beings like us who are full of personhood and who are obsessed with purpose and meaning and morals. Such a thing, from a causation standpoint, completely refutes the idea of a natural universe birthing anything, everything that exists. So, in the end, the concept of an eternal universe is also eliminated. Philosopher J.S. Mill, who is not a Christian, summed up where we've now come to. He said, "It is self-evident that only mind can create mind. The only rational and reasonable conclusion is that an eternal creator is the one who is responsible for the reality of existence as we know it." Or to put it in a logical set of statements, something exists. You do not get something from nothing. Therefore, a necessary and eternal something exists. And the only two options are an eternal universe and an eternal creator. Science and philosophy have disproven the concept of an eternal universe. Therefore, an eternal creator must exist. Former atheist Lee Strobel, who arrived at this end result many years ago, has commented, "Essentially, I realized that to stay an atheist, I would have to believe that nothing produced everything, non-life produces life, randomness produces fine-tuning, chaos produces information, unconsciousness produces consciousness, and non-reason produces reason. Those leaps of faith were simply too big for me to take, especially in light of the affirmative case for God's existence." In other words, in my assessment, the Christian worldview accounted for the totality of the evidence much better than the atheist worldview. So to sum all this up, my friends, let me ask you, can a typewriter ever be created by a random explosion of non-formed metals and plastics? The answer is obviously no. A typewriter requires an intelligent designer, a mind directing it, putting the pieces together. And so it is with the creation of humanity and the universe, with all of our specified complexities. An intelligent designer, not a non-intelligent universe, must have been the source. The answer must be number four: reality of existence was created by something self-existent or eternal, and that was also intelligent, and we call that intelligent, eternal creator God. Thanks for listening today, my friends, and may God bless you richly.